The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" The Gospel of the Lord. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, the littlest of little thoughts for you here today. Rhetorical question. Would you ever fast at a wedding reception? "No," you answer to yourself in your mind. "I would never fast at a wedding reception. A wedding reception is the last place in the world in which you would ever want to fast." So the question that the Lord wants to plant into your mind in asking that is, then how can you be saddened when you know that the Lord is with you? And that's the message for the day. How can you be saddened if you know that the Lord is with you? Now, believe it or not, that very idea is beautifully encapsulated in our first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, and that's what I'd just like to talk to you about briefly here today. We're going to hear from Colossians all next week as well, and then it's going to be the second reading on Sunday coming up in a couple months. And sometimes it helps to know a little bit about these letters of St. Paul and why he wrote what he wrote and who he was writing to. So when you're at St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, keep in mind there's two main points to this letter. Okay, number one, Jesus Christ is supreme over absolutely everything. Everything in this whole world. And every demonic power under this world. And every heavenly power over this world. Jesus Christ reigns supreme. And the second point Colossians makes is, that should be enough for you. Now the Colossians lived in central Turkey. There was a city called Colossae. And they were sheep farmers and wool traders, and they made a great living, but they were filled with anxiety because the spiritual tradition that they inherited before the gospel was proclaimed was that they lived in a world filled with warring spiritual powers. Gods and demigods and angels and demons warring it out in the heavens, and they and their lives were as pawns on a chessboard. And so they were filled with terrible anxiety, the Colossians were. And that's why St. Paul wrote this letter. And he said, "Colossians, you've forgotten who Jesus Christ is. There's only one God, not several. And Jesus Christ is God who came down to this earth. And everything, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, were created through him and for him. He is above all in heaven and on earth and under the earth, the visible and the invisible. And he has made peace, so there's no more reason to be anxious or afraid. He's made peace through the blood of his cross." And then the letter goes on to say, that peace can be yours on one condition, that you're willing to share in the carrying of that cross. Now, Colossians is a remarkably important letter for our own time. I'd like to think that we're just like the Colossians. We're constantly worried and anxious because we perceive that we're living in a world of warring powers of which we're nothing but little pawns on a chessboard. We don't worry about Zeus and Aphrodite and Hermes anymore, but in a metaphorical sense, our modern gods are judges and courts and parliaments, aren't they? and terrorists and rogue states and foreign and domestic unrest and helpless little you, just a pawn on a chessboard filled with anxiety. And I think St. Paul's message to the Colossians is God's message to you. If you think that way, you've forgotten who Jesus Christ is. You've forgotten that he is supreme of all things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. It is not so important who the governor is, or who the president is, or who the prime minister is, when Jesus Christ is king. And he has made peace through the blood of his cross. And just like St. Paul said to the Colossians so many years ago, he says to you today, your participation in that cross is the source of your peace. And here's what I'd ask you just to kind of think about today. The degree to which you're worried, out of control, spiraling world, out of control, the degree to which you're anxious, that's the same degree to which you're not yet welcoming the cross of the Lord into your life. You're resisting, you're fighting, you're kicking against the goad, you're complacent. And our Lord wants nothing more than to share that peace with you. I'm sorry to say there's no such thing as a low-cost Christianity. Christianity does not have a bargain discount brand. It's the real thing, or it's nothing at all. Just a little something to think about as you wrestle with the crosses that our Lord in his love and providence has willed into our lives. May we embrace them in faith, that his joy might be yours, and your joy might be complete. Amen.